Chapter 3. Inside the prison car, Tonto found himself staring down the barrel of Cavendish's gun. As calmly as possible, the Comanche Indian continued to feed his bird.
15 hours I've watched you feed that bird, Cavendish said, his jaw clenched. Gets on a man's nerves.
Bird hungry, Tonto replied.
Birdie, num num.
Cavendish cocked his head, pressing the gun harder into Tonto's forehead.
You really are crazy, aren't you?
Tonto stopped feeding the bird and leveled his gaze at the outlaw.
I do not fear what comes next, he replied.
Cocking his gun, Cavendish smiled cruelly.
Nothing comes next, he said as he began to pull back on the trigger.
Crash! Behind them, the door of the train car burst open, revealing John Reed. Spinning around, Cavendish aimed the gun at the man's face. He looked him up and down.
Nice suit, Cavendish sneered, once again preparing to fire.
But before he could shoot, Cavendish heard the sound of another gun cocking, right behind him. Spinning around again, he saw Tonto holding the dead ranger's pistol, a wild, murderous look in his eye.
Time has finally come, Wendigo, Tonto said,
the gun steady in his hand.
Wendigo?
The word echoed through Cavendish's mind, reminding him of something from long before. Slowly, the outlaw leaned down and put his gun on the floor.
I know you, Indian, he asked.
Tonto held out his pocket watch.
You know me, he answered. You know me by the screams of my ancestors in the desert wind, as you will know their cries of joy when I finally wipe you from the face of the earth.
He tensed his finger on the trigger, ready to fire.
Thunk!
In one swift move, John knocked the gun from Tonto's hand, kicked it away, and then swooped down to pick up Cavendish's.
That won't be necessary, John said. Letting out a cry of rage, Tonto lunged at John, but he was still chained and the heavy metal jolted him backward.
As district attorney, John went on, slapping a pair of manacles on the outlaw, I'll see to it he's prosecuted to the full extent of the law.
What kind of lawman don't carry his own gun? Cavendish asked, straining against the manacles to no avail.
For this train.